Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
I just feel like if I got bit by a shark one time at a certain beach, I wouldn't go back to that beach. You know what I mean? Like, I would maybe, I'd probably find somewhere, if I went back in, I'd probably find somewhere different. Well, that's not what happened with Joe Fryer. So this dude, apparently, he got bitten twice by sharks on at the exact same beach, like 11 years apart. He's a competitive surfer, and he got bitten again. And he had to go, I mean, looked like he was pretty bad. He was okay when he was up, and he was, like, you know, talking to everybody, but he got bitten again. And the same time, like the same, it's a, this Florida, it's the NBC reporter, Joe Fryer. This dude got, I mean, 11 years apart, bitten twice in the exact same beach. This was Treasure Coast News. And they, yes, I know shark bite chances are very low. But the guy's name is Cole Toshman. And he, when it bit him the second time, he was using, he was punching the shark's head. And he had to, it mangled his hand. So he got 12 stitches and a cast, and he had to like get a tourniquet and all of that stuff. But I'm just thinking, like, you know, maybe I wouldn't, like, surfing looks really fun. But at the same time, I think that's the, well, what if you're on the surfboard and there's a big giant shark and you just see it in the wave and I'm, oh my gosh, right? I would surf all the way to shore and up a mountain. That's what would happen. Just saying. It just makes, this kind of stuff makes me nervous. I don't know. We had the spit mask guy yesterday. This is another guy with a machete. Is this a new machete one?
Yeah. Machete.
Here we go. 18-year-old Caleb Williams was arrested. Why are they saying allegedly brandishing a machete? Because they have a photo of him literally brandishing the machete.
That photo's just an alleged photo.
He was brandishing a machete at an elderly woman during an altercation at an early voting site in Neptune Beach. He raised it over his head. He got into an altercation with the two women, one of whom was 71 years old, and he was taken into custody. Improper exhibition of a dangerous weapon, so brandishing basically. Aggravated assault on a person age 65 years or older. He was with a group of six. They were there to, I don't know what site he was for, but apparently they were protesting and he was smiling and holding the machete aloft in the parking lot. You got to be careful around polling sites because they will get you at a polling site. Like, there are literally people who just watch what everybody does and they watch where the boundaries are. Our partners over at Kel-Tec, the P15, if you don't have it, you need to get it. The Kel-Tec P15 is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm striker fire pistol on the market. And you got a lifetime warranty with it as well. Comes with in the metal version and the polymer version. Metal frame, wood panel, texture grips, true classic look and feel. And it comes with both come with two standard capacity magazines. One's a 15-round with minimal pinky extension. And the other is a flush fit double stack mag that holds 12 rounds for enhanced concealability. Tritium fiber optic front sight, fully adjustable fiber optic 2-dot rear, and striker fire reliability. Compact and ideal for concealed carry from the inventors of the micro compact pistol category. It is the P15 from Kel-Tec. Concealable, dependable firepower only at Kel-Tec. Learn more. Florida made, Florida born at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com. And bring the P15 to a range today. Tell them Dana sent you.
Good morning. And we have a story about White House stenographers. First time this whole cycle. The White House stenographers come with the House. They are not political. Some of them have been there since Trump and will be there after Biden. And they are now as mad as you will ever hear a stenographer on the record that White House officials working for President Biden tried to change the meaning of their transcript. So it sounded like the president on that Zoom with Voto Latino was just criticizing a comedian instead of all Trump supporters. So now we've got a supervisor from the stenographer's office who is saying, our stenography office transcript released to our distro, which includes the national.
So what does a mad stenographer look like? Because, I mean, if you hear, you know, you hear the word stenographer, it almost sounds like a dinosaur. I'm just like wondering what a mad stenographer looks like. What is that like? I mean, what is, and how do you, I mean, there's like the most innocuous people in the world to make angry. But that's where We're now where we're making stenographers mad. That's we're at that level of this election. And that has to do, if you remember, just to recap, the remarks that Biden gave, literally while Kamala Harris is on stage, it's, I can't get over that. The remarks that Biden gave when Harris was on stage at her rally and he went off and had said that it was Trump supporters that were garbage and they were trying to rewrite it. And as we've talked about ad nauseum on the show, it didn't make sense. It didn't make sense because you're talking about one reporter or one supporter, and it was like a possessive. And I didn't quite understand that. We talked about that and it just didn't make any sense. And because you know why it didn't make any sense? Because he was talking about all the supporters. And so the White House, in a really rare thing, they edited the transcript. They edited the transcript to make it seem like, oh no, everything that we were saying, this is what he said the whole time. And when they edited the transcript, this is why the stenographers are mad, because everybody knows it's the White House stenographers that did it. And you know, these people take their jobs very seriously because they're recording history. And you are, I mean, what they did in effect is they, well, not in effect, I mean, what really what they did is they completely compromised the integrity of those stenographers by claiming that, oh, no, it's, yeah, it's, this is really what he said. He didn't really say the other stuff. And that's really bad, and it completely compromised their all of their integrity, and that's why they're so upset, because they've had these jobs. Some of them have been there longer than Trump. Honestly, I think there was one that had been there since like the W era, I believe. So they take their job seriously, and they've been through a lot of presidents, and so it completely compromises their integrity by doing this. And that's why they released, I've never seen White House stenographers release a statement before. Have you, Kane?
Nope.
I don't think I have either. So dang, welcome to the program. That's how we're starting Friday. Ugh, I mean, does it get any better for Biden Harris? I don't think so. Welcome to the program. It's the top of this first hour. It's Friday, and we've got a lot of stuff to get. We're going to touch on a lot of things to get ready for next week, the election. And let me tell you, I'm going to walk you through everything as we get closer and closer. And the one place where you can get non-hysterical coverage, where I'm not going to go with anything unvetted, and I'm not going to sit here and blow smoke up your backside like some of the influencers out there who have to quietly revise what they say because they're chasing clicks. One of the reasons that we've been around as long as we have been is because we don't do that. We're consistent, and our audience can trust that. And there's no reason to change that now. So again, welcome. Dana Loesch here with you. You can listen, obviously, across the country, and you can check out channel 347 as well, DirecTV. We're getting some stuff planned so that every aspect is covered. And whether you are, maybe you're at a friend's house and you're watching election night coverage, or you're at home, we're going to have a way for you to be able to get results and completely unspun results and know what's what as it happens. So that's one of the things that we're in the planning stages of doing. So this is how we're starting everything today. The stenographers are upset, but you know what? It serves the Biden administration right. It's insane that this even had to happen. It's crazy that they even had to, you know, I mean, it's crazy that they even had to release a statement. I literally have never seen ever like I said, them do this. And so this, the White House stenographers, and this is one of the top things that we had today, the White House stenographers, they have this in the jobs numbers. So they said it was a breach of protocol. A major breach of protocol, and that this is something that it's never been done before. They were very mad. It was a very terse statement.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Liberty University is being sued by a former IT staffer because he's a dude who's pretending to be a woman. It's Liberty University. It's a Christian university. It's a private business. They can do what they want, and no amount of harassment by Lawfare is going to make them do otherwise. So this dude who wants to be a chick is mad because he got fired by the Evangelical Christian School, a private business. And they, I mean, obviously, I would imagine that when you agree to work there, you know, usually you sign contracts and things like that. They have an expectation of behavior and, you know, things like that. And so the dude who's named Eleanor Zinsky, he's working with the ACLU, and he's saying that it's discriminatory of him, of them, to fire him. And he was only there. He applied for the IT job and then 4 months after started transitioning. And he apparently he did notify them of it and then requested that the school like depart from its doctrine and mission. That's what Liberty said, which I agree with. And so now they're like, oh, he's, you know, they fired the dude. And now the dude's like, oh, it's discriminatory. They can do what they want. It's a private business. You cannot force people to associate against their will. We have freedom of association. And sorry, but you knew this going into it. I think he purposely did this. Really did. A car crashed into Billy Corgan's tea store, Madame Zuzu's. This was in Chicago. His son and his wife were in, or his son and his mother-in-law were in there at the time that it happened. I write about this over the weekend. It happened at like 12 p.m. and it was in Highland Park, Illinois, and a car legit crashed right in there. His son was okay. I think his mother-in-law had some injuries, and they showed the vehicle half inside and half outside of the store, and they said they're still investigating it. But they drove around the curb and right up into the store. So thankfully, his son was not injured and was out of the way. Thankfully. Good heavens.
Day one, what's your first executive action?
Well, my first priority, which will be probably the package of bills, is about bringing down the cost of living. So it's about housing. It's about childcare. It's about what we need to do to deal with grocery prices. So it's not one, but it's a package that is with one singular purpose, bringing down the cost of living.
We have to go.
How is she going to, first off, she's there now. So what's stopping her? I mean, it's not even day one if she were to win. It's not even day one. She's already there. So
only takes one day.
Yeah. Like, why hasn't she started now? Welcome back to the program. Inquiring minds want to know. Dana Lash with you, top of this second hour. And I, yeah, why hasn't she begun it now? I'm really curious about that because she's there, Kane, in the White House. She's the vice president. Mm-hmm. She could do some things.
Yeah.
Is she withholding this magic policy solution and holding it over voters' heads? Because that's pretty lame. It's like, I have the cure to all diseases here. Can't wait to use it after you vote for me. You know what I mean? It's like you're, that's pretty lame. I have no other way to interpret that. But she's there now. Secondly, how are you going to bring about the cost of living when everything that you want to do, and by you, I mean Biden, but you've appropriated it, is designed to literally increase the cost of living. So that also doesn't make any sense to me. All of these individuals talk like they've never had to take an econ class. They've never had any real world experience. They just, it's like toddlers. They just say whatever. I want to grow up and be a rainbow. Okay. I want to grow up and everybody's going to be happy and have free money. And live in mansions. That's what's going to, yay. And everyone's going to have ponies. That's what she's doing. She's that. It's toddler 2024. It's exactly what it is. Apparently, so Kane, what were you telling me on break? Did she tell Mark Cuban to shut up?
Yeah.
I saw that there was a breaking report. Now, there was no link and a story tied to it, but that apparently Kamala Harris campaign told Mark Cuban to stop speaking on behalf of the Kamala Harris campaign.
Oh. You know, because Mark Cuban was saying that there's no strong women around Trump and that women are stupid if they support him.
Yep.
Harris Faulkner asked him. Audio Sunbite 11. She took a shiv to him. Listen to this.
Look, I don't know where Mark Cuban is today, but as a woman, I have questions. I want to know, are you big enough? Are you man enough to apologize and take responsibility for what you said?
Well, you know, I mean, a lot of people have asked that. So it's, you know, no, he's not going to, because he doesn't think he's done anything wrong. But if the Harris campaign asked him to stop speak, it hurt, definitely hurt. That's the whole point. That's what this campaign is doing. And I have a piece that I'm working on about this. I was going to come out with it last night, but it'll be out later today. It's a piece that I'm working on about this, which gets into there. They got mad at my friend Jesse Waters because Jesse Waters was joking about how his wife better not vote for Harris. That would be a betrayal. Jesse has a persona. He's got a Rat Pack persona. That's the persona that he has on Fox. He plays his role. You know how, like, with WWE, you got some dudes that are the baddies that go out there? Jesse has this persona. I've known Jesse for years, and he's a super nice dude. He's joking, and people are like, nope, the left is situationally doesn't want to have humor. Like, they'll hold up a severed Trump head. Who's that female Carrot Top? Maybe it's Carrot Top. Trans Carrot Top. Who's the trans Carrot Top lady? And she held up the severed head. I know her name, but I'm pretending not to.
Okay, then.
Yeah. They were like, no, it's a joke. You guys are so sensitive. Oh, my gosh. It's just a joke. Why are you guys so ignorant? If not, you're so not funny. But then he makes a joke about this, and everyone's like, all the MAGA men are going crazy. And then they use his joke. And he was just being facetious. They use that as a way to castigate all the dudes and say, oh, my gosh, all the MAGA. There was the headline. That was literally the headlines, numerous ones that were trending. MAGA men are freaking out. Well, I don't know anyone who slaps their wife or slaps their girlfriend in the line at a valet except for Democrats. So this doesn't track. Sorry. This doesn't really track for me. And it also presupposes the worst about the women that you're trying to get to vote for you. Isn't that just like the left? Well, the reason women, any woman, if there's a woman that's not voting for me, it's because she's a beaten dog. Because why? She's an unempowered, sad, pathetic, beaten dog. That's exactly what she is. And ladies, you know, if you're beaten dogs out there, you don't have to tell your husbands who you voted for. We played that ad yesterday. Because they can't reconcile themselves to the truth that these chicks don't want her. There are some chicks out there like me that just don't want her. I don't think she's accomplished. I think she's a social climber, a ladder climber. Everything that she has ever gotten, she's been appointed to. She's not legit entered a field outright. Everything from the beginning of her career to where she is now, she was appointed there. She didn't earn it outright. She doesn't come off as strong. She doesn't come off as being confident. And she sounds kooky. She takes and makes the worst decisions because she's a horrific strategist.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.